Well now, I want to ask you a question. Has anyone here ever won anything? Has anyone here ever won anything? What have you won? You won a raffle. What did you win? A bar of chocolate. And the chocolate had jam in it. Oh, exciting. And a teddy. Excellent. Who else has? Yes? You won a CD player. Oh, my word. Yes? A medal. Was that in a race? How it... Football. You won a medal for football. Wonderful. Anyone else won an... Oh, yes, Caroline. Oh, wonderful. And what did you win for that? You won a rosette. How exciting is that? How many people were in the... Oh, no, don't. No, let's not go there. No. Okay. Yes? You won two helmets. You won a CD player and two helmets. Does your family win lots of things? Okay. Anyone else? Yes, you've won something else.
And we won, you know, those sweets.
Roses, sweets, chocolates, yes. Oh, you won some roses for the best monster. What, you mean the sweets? Yeah. And Caroline won a rose? Oh, well, that's all right, that's all right. Well, I found this. I was searching around the church, and I found this cup. And it says on it, Cottenham Feast Parade, best decorated float. Second. 2004. And I thought... We won something. Then I thought, no, actually we came second. But never mind, we got a cup. Isn't that exciting? So I thought this year, we need to get first. Don't you think? Come on! No, no, anyway, no, I didn't mean that, digressing. So we won a cup. Now, if you've ever won something, it's very exciting. I once won a raffle, and I won a pen. And I ran to the front in my excitement to claim my prize. Looked around and everyone was going, what is wrong with her? It's only a raffle. But I was excited because I'd won something. Now, in the Bible, in a book called Philippians, it's a letter to a church. The person writing it, Paul, says this. He says, but whatever were gain to me, I consider loss. For the sake of Christ Jesus. He talks about how his life was really full. He had lots of things. But he says, whatever was gain, I count as loss for Christ Jesus. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. Whatever I had, whatever I won before, he says, I consider them rubbish for the sake of knowing Jesus. And this morning, we may have won a few things or we may have won nothing. But as we gather to worship Jesus, we can consider all those to fade away in the light of knowing the one who is God. So let's stand together and sing our first song thereafter. Now, let me ask you a question. Has anyone here ever been in a race? Of any sort, doesn't have to be a marathon. Yeah, a few of you. Anyone ever won a race? Oh, no, no. A few of you have won a race. Okay, pop your hands down. Now, I have never been in a marathon, but I have been in a race. When I was at school, I used to run the very important obstacle race. Yes? Did anyone ever run that? Sports day. Obstacle race. And what it involved was jumping in a sack, going through a hoop, getting out of the sack, under a bench, under a net, picking up two beanbags and running to the line with your beanbags. I remember it clearly. I did it for 4 years. And I never ever won. I wasn't very good because I'd start in the sack And because I was so small, the sack would like come up to here. So I'd be hopping along. By the time I got to the hoop, I was last. But then, under the bench in the net, oh, was I lightning. Caught up with everyone, picked up the beanbags, but then the basket, a little bit too heavy for my little arms. So I struggled to the line, coming in third, fourth, sometimes second, but never winning. But you know, every year for 4 years, I did that. And the reason I entered the race is because I wanted to win. Even though I probably stood no chance, I wanted to win. And I guess that's the point about races, isn't it? That we enter them because we want to achieve something. It might not be that we want to win. It might be that we just want to get a good time. Or it might be that we just want to finish. That's all we want to do. But we enter it because we want to achieve something. We have a goal in mind. We want to reach our goal. And you know, when Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians that I read at the beginning of the service, he talks about following Jesus in terms of a race, entering a race and running a race. In part of the book, he says this. He says, "Brothers and sisters, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me." Or in other words, Paul says, you know, I started following Jesus a while ago. And since I started following Jesus, a lot of things have happened. It's a bit like being in an obstacle race. Some things were good, some things were bad. But whatever happens, I keep on going because I want to win the prize. And can anyone tell me what the prize in this race of following Jesus is? Any guesses? Yes. Taking part is a good one. Because taking part, that's good, yes. But not the prize. It's not the prize. It's a very special prize. If you're following Jesus, the prize is, yes, promise of eternal life. That's a very good one. But even better than that, and going alongside that, the prize of following Jesus is Jesus himself. You see, the prize of following Jesus in a race is one day being with him completely, sitting with him, knowing him, talking to him, and seeing him. No more suffering, no more pain. No more things that hurt us in our life, just being with Jesus. When we follow Jesus, the prize is to be with him. It is Jesus himself. It's not a rosette, Caroline, I'm afraid. And it's not a box of roses. And it's not a free CD player. It's even better. It's being with Jesus himself. There is no greater prize than that. We're going to sing a couple of songs together now, which worship. Excellent. Because you see, the thing is, Paul says, in our lives, all we need to do is follow Jesus. Keep following him, and we will win the prize of being with him forever. But you know what amazes me, a bit like this, is that it's easy to start something, but it's very hard to finish it, isn't it? It's easy to be excited about starting a challenge or a race, but it's really hard to keep going till the end. On a Thursday, I think it was, Simon and I went to Thetford Forest and we cycled round the Red Route. Very excited I was. Started off with all eagerness and speed and excitement and special drinks, which would make me keep going forever, apparently. Part way round, stopped for sandwiches, doing fine, feeling okay. Started again, oh no, bad. Legs didn't really work very well. Until eventually I was just praying for the car park, praying for the end. In fact, I had to have a bit of a helping hand from Simon who pushed me up one hill. But, you know, I didn't get off my bike. But it was very hard to complete. I started off really excited. And as it got difficult, I found it really hard to keep going. And that's the thing when we're following Jesus, isn't it? At first, it seems very exciting. yes, we're going to do it. But then things happen. We get disheartened. We get tired. Sometimes we feel a bit bored. Sometimes something happens which knocks us and we can't seem to recover. And following Jesus doesn't seem that easy anymore. In fact, lots of other things seem far more exciting and far easier. It's hard. It's hard to get round this without buzzing. It's hard to run a marathon if you enter one. But it's even harder to run a race which lasts a lifetime, for the whole of our lives. It's hard to follow Jesus every single day as long as we live. It can be really hard. But you know, the thing about following Jesus, unlike any other race, is that even though it's hard, even though it takes a lot of effort, even though it sometimes feels the most difficult thing to do, the thing about following Jesus is it's absolutely worth it. It is worth our time. It's worth our effort. It's worth our commitment. It's worth giving up many other things. Because at the end of the day, we're not doing it on our own. We're walking with Jesus each day. And one day, the Bible says, we will be like him. We will be with him. Do you know, we spend an awful lot of time during our lives putting a lot of effort into things that don't really matter. We spend an awful lot of time putting a lot of effort into things that will last for a short amount of time and then disappear completely. I wonder, isn't it worth putting more effort into something that really matters? Isn't it worth setting our sights on Jesus and putting everything we've got into following him forever? So Paul says, if we start the race, we need to keep our eye on the goal. We need to keep our eye on Jesus and just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going, whatever happens. We're going to sing a song because we're going to pray together. So if you just sit down and we'll pray. Because as we're talking about following Jesus, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, sometimes things happen which affect us. And we're going to pray just now for ourselves, for other people, for things that are difficult. So let's just pray together. Father, I want to thank you that as we follow you, as we live our lives for you, that you are with us, that you give us strength, that you give us what we need. And Lord, I thank you that when we follow you, you walk ahead of us and you surround us and you walk behind us as well. But Lord, I do pray that you would help us when things are really tough. I pray that you would surround us completely and give us the strength that we need when our race or our walk becomes really difficult and we're wavering and we're not sure. I ask, Lord, that you would come and show us who you are and enable us to keep our eyes fixed on you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.